Episode 3155, Rise Above Disappointment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. Are you ready to shot it with me? It's Fry. Yay! Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, maybe it's because it's also mid-September. We didn't have a Friday the 13th. Hey, come on. Can we get an amen to that? I know. Just a lot of fun things. And fall is around the corner. Our weather has been cooler. What about you? Man, I just love it when the crisp weather is starting to set in and you have much cooler nights. Oh, yeah. Well, what happens, though, when it's confession time? Yep, it's confessions of an upset mama. Are you ready? It's time to rise above disappointment. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, I got to tell you, I am just so excited. It has been an incredible week. It has been a very busy week, a very full week. And busy, I mean very productive. I don't like to use that word busy, you know that. Busy and balanced, right? Not two things that I really like to use, but harmony, yes. And I think it's time that we just really kind of sink into what we're doing as parents. Wherever you are in that parenting schedule, really, of life and season. Maybe you've got young kids, you're an empty nester. Let me tell you, disappointment is real, right? And as parents, it can be challenging to witness our children experience that. However, rather than shielding them from these inevitable setbacks, you can teach them to rise above disappointment. And when you do that, right, what does that do for them? Don't you think it makes them grow? Of course it does. So why not take that different approach, one that views disappointment as an opportunity for personal growth? It's like, a breath of fresh air comes in. It's okay if you didn't get it right the first time. Guess what? Pick yourself back up again. Dust yourself back off and get out there. And by reframing our perspective and empowering our children to embrace failure as a stepping stone towards success, it really allows you to foster resilience and prepare them for the ever-changing complexities of life. And let me tell you, they're out there, right? Because remember, change is a constant. And with failure or success, there is change. Most people don't talk about that, right? They don't look at failure and success as being change, but it is. If you get a promotion, that's success, right? Well, doesn't that change your job description? Yes, it does, right? What if you're demoted? We don't want to talk about that, but you can consider that a failure. Is there change in that? Of course there is. And it's natural for children to set high expectations for themselves, right? Which, you know, of course it's excelling, right, in academics and sports, and they want to, you know, be popular with all the guys and gals that they want to hang out with. And I don't care if they're, you know, all the way in college or they're working out there in the big, huge world and they're trying to make a way and make a space for themselves, or if they're in preschool or even daycare, right? They want people to notice them. That's part of who we are as human beings. It's like, hello, I'm over here. Do you see me? Do you hear me? We all want that. We all have this personal pursuit in what we are looking for in happiness. But when we have disappointment and setbacks, which we know are inevitable, it's essential to guide our children through these challenging moments and help them develop resilience. We've talked a lot about expectations from the parent side of things, and that we push our expectations on our children. But now we're looking at the expectations and what happens when the fall happens, the disappointment. So instead of allowing disappointment to diminish their enthusiasm, empower them to learn from failures and bounce back stronger. So how do you teach your kids to rise above disappointment? Well, you just do it. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, rise above disappointment. It's not about sitting there and saying, how much deeper can I go? I just want to quit. I'm done. I might as well quit because I feel like I'm always two steps behind. Now that's your child's point of view. As a parent, you're like, you want to be their cheerleader, cheering them on, like, come on, you got this. But who's doing the work? The kids are. Now, sometimes we can do the work. Sometimes we could help them with their homework, right? But when it comes to relationships, you know, if you're an empty nester and you've got a son or daughter who's looking at marriage or they may be married and they have marital issues, there's disagreements happening, and you're like, gosh, I wish I could just go put a Band-Aid on it and fix it for them. There's so many times that I want to fix things for my kids. I mean, when they were just little in my arms and they only had me to depend on, to now when they're bigger, I'm like, I just want to get a Band-Aid and fix it for them. But let me tell you this, a Band-Aid doesn't even fix things. Now, it does hold it together. And that's one thing as a parent you can do. You could help them develop tools and strategies and support them to nurture that resilience that they need to have when they face shattered expectations and fall into the valley of disappointment. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, provide a safe space for expression. When children face disappointment, they may experience a mix of emotions, right? Frustration, sadness, even anger. Creating a safe and non-judgmental environment where they can freely express their feelings is crucial. So encourage open conversations by actively listening without interruption or judgment. So let me give you an example. One of my children, I won't name them. I'll keep them anonymous. But they were having a tough time. And so when they came to me, they were like, well, you know, Mom, this is happening. And they were so distraught about what was going on that they were even using the four-letter languages that I really don't like to have used at me or around me. Now, have I sworn in my lifetime? Yes, I have. I will be honest. It is confession day. I'm not going to sit there and say I've never sworn like Donny Osmond, but we'll leave that for another episode. Yeah, if you haven't caught that, yeah, go Google it. Seriously, it was said recently. But anyway, and that also dates me that I even know the man's name. But my mom loves him, and he is a great performer. But we'll leave that again for another episode. But seriously, right, when you're listening to your kids, you've got to let them have this freedom of expression. You may not like what's coming out of their mouth, but man, sometimes you just got to say it, because if you don't let them say it, and you sit there and say, don't use those words when you talk to me like that. Really? Is that really the proper time to sit there and tell them not to use the four-letter word? Not to drop the you-know-what bomb? Whatever bomb it is. I mean, it could be the poop bomb, right? I don't care. That's not the time or place if they're sitting here and they've experienced disappointment and failure. Sometimes for them to get out that frustration, to be able to express what they're feeling, that may be the only way they know how, because... well, do you do it at home? Seriously, think about it. Or are they around other kids who do it? Have you ever thought that sometimes we just need to vent? I tell my girlfriends all the time, I'm like, hey, if you just need a sounding board, come on, come at me. No judgment here. And I mean it 100%. And oh boy, do they let it go. And that's great. They've got a safe place to let it all fall. And then when they get all that off the table, they breathe, they can come back and say, okay, now let's talk about tactics. Now let's talk about tools. What strategies can I use in this situation? But if you're all caught up in your feelings and you haven't had a place to really kind of dump them and then like send them down the drain, I mean, that's like literally like putting them down the disposal and go, and just letting it all be chewed up. What happens? It all gets stuck inside. And then you wonder why we have other issues. So I'm telling you right now, let your kids spit it out at you. And yeah, they may spit at you too when they're talking about it, because they may be so mad, so enraged, but it's better that they're talking to you than someone else or not talking at all. So validate their emotions and reassure them that setbacks are a natural part of growth. Now, again, don't get on your soapbox. Don't say, I told you so. This is not the time or the conversation for that. You're allowing them to vent. And when you do that, it's helping them process their disappointment and gain perspective. There's a time and a place for everything. And in parenting, you have to know when to open up your mouth. You have to know when to shut it. I mean, sometimes, right, all you want to do is wrap your arms around them, but sometimes they don't want to be hugged. So ask them, do you need a hug? And if they say no, don't go hug them. Don't. Let them be. There's a reason for that. Maybe they don't want to turn on the waterworks again. It's okay. They'll want the hug later. Don't take it personally, Mom. It's all right, Dad. Provide a safe space for expression. Number two, foster growth through reflection. Disappointments can serve as a powerful learning opportunity. So encourage your child to reflect on their experience and identify what went wrong while emphasizing that mistakes do not define them. Now, does this happen when they are, you know, venting and just going all out? No, of course not. This comes after the fact. This comes when they're settled in, maybe 24, 48 hours later, when they come back to you, depending upon the age, obviously, depending upon the situation. If it's more like a blood or flood, it may be a little bit sooner. Could be an hour or so afterwards. But if it's something that's not so pressing, of course, it's devastating to them. But, you know, in reality, in life, it's like, okay, that can wait for 24, 48 hours, maybe 72. It's okay. But again, you've got to be ready for them. And when they do come back, help them adopt a growth mindset by framing setbacks as stepping stones toward improvement. Ask questions that promote self-analysis and critical thinking, such as what lessons did you learn from this experience? How can you approach things differently next time? And when you ask those questions, you got to be quiet. They may not have the answers. And don't always give in what you think. Seriously, I'm dead serious on that. Okay? You've got to read your kid. And unfortunately, we're too busy most of the time to read our kids. We're moving on to the next thing. Don't. Spend time with them. Listen to them. I don't care what football game's on. You can watch the rerun. By guiding them towards self-reflection, right? Giving them that space to really foster the growth within themselves. Now, they don't understand they're doing this. They're not at that maturity level, but you know it. Then you nurture their ability to persevere and adapt in the face of challenges. Foster growth through reflection. And finally, number three, encourage persistence and renewal. After experiencing disappointment, it's natural for children to feel discouraged and doubt their own abilities. But as parents, we can motivate them to persist and set new goals. To sit there and say, okay, maybe this didn't work, but this might. Let's try it this way instead. So instill the belief that setbacks are not permanent roadblocks, but temporary detours on the path to success. Encourage a child to identify their strengths and create new objectives, new goals that align with their passions. What is it that they're really out to do? And maybe they need to go ask for help. Maybe there's a better way than how they were approaching it. If you're a basketball player, I am not, but let's pretend I am. If you're a basketball player, how many different ways are there to shoot a basket? How many different ways are there to shoot a three-pointer? Okay, well, depends on where you are, right? On the half moon. I'm going to call it the half moon for a choice of better words. So when you're out there and you're that far, you know, is it one where it's just going to kind of be that push off of, you know, one leg with one hand, or is it a combination of two? What about a layup? See, I just know enough to be dangerous. I broke a finger playing basketball and I'm not good at basketball, yet I have enough kids to have a basketball team. We'll leave that one for another episode too. So encourage your child to identify their strengths, right? Create new goals. Figure out, gosh, I'm weak here. So what is it? What mechanism? What can I do to learn? How can I get better in this area? Maybe that's the breakdown. Help them then figure out manageable steps, manageable goals, allowing them to feel, you know what? Now I got a purpose. Yeah, I fell down a little bit, but I'm ready to get back up. And then don't forget, celebrate the small wins along the way. Reinforce their confidence and resilience. Winston Churchill said this, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. We want to raise up our kids with the courage to continue because that's what counts. That's what matters. So when disappointment strikes, your role as a parent is not to shield your children from these experiences, but to guide them in transforming setbacks into opportunities for growth. Exclamation point. So cultivate that culture of learning. Foster that mindful self-compassion. You got to have it. And encourage creative problem solving. A lot of kids are doing what now? They Google everything. Is that creative? Not so much. It's somewhat using their resources, but sometimes the answers are where? Within ourselves. So empower your children to embrace failure as a catalyst for personal development. Yes, they can reach out to others, but man, sometimes it's that reflection. Who do you see? What are you telling yourself on the inside? Remember, embracing disappointment is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to their courage and resilience. So inspire and support your children to rise above, ignite their determination, and embark on a detour that may or may not lead them back to where they were working toward, a journey of self-discovery. As parents, our role is to guide our children through the ups and downs, including the disappointments they face along the way. And I'm telling you, you can empower your children to navigate disappointment well. Setbacks, my friend, are temporary roadblocks for your children that ultimately lead to growth and success. Regardless of the hills and valleys in life, your children will rise above disappointment. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.